Okay, my name is Erlinda Vilches. I am 18 years old. Today is December 2nd, 2020, and I'm speaking with Raul Salas, who is my best friend's dad. And I am recording this interview in Centerville, Virginia.
Okay, my name is Raul Salas. I am 50 years old. Today is December 2nd of 2020, and I am speaking with Erlinda Vilches, who is one of the best friend of my daughter, Maria Paola Salas, and this interview is being doing in Centerville, Virginia.
Okay, so my first question is, how different is receiving news now as it was back when you were my age?
Oh, totally different, because when I had your age, we don't have a internet. So the social media brings a lot of change in our life, because at the time that I was growing up in my country, in Colombia, in Cali, we don't have that. Or that time I was in Venezuela, but by the time we don't have that option. The media was what we get in the newspapers or magazines or something like that. Nothing else, nothing different.
Okay, and how did it affect how quickly you received your news or your information? Was it slower than it is now, obviously, or how did you receive it?
Is the difference is like a black and white, because right now internet is helping to everybody to be in touch at the moment that the things is happens, no matter where or no matter what is happens. For example, if something happens in the other half of the world, we have the news instantly, almost instantly, right here in the other part of the world. So it's totally different, and it's better, much better, because this allowed to be the people to be integrated and to be conscient that what is happening at the moment that this happens.
I completely agree. So speaking of news, what was the most like shocking event that happened when you were younger that was like wow, or that was like I never expected this to happen?
The matter is that the time is very slow as when I was young. So many things happens at the time. For example, the Berlin Wall fall is a big success. But I am pretty sure that this happened right now. At this time, the success is much bigger because you have the information at the moment. So this is really, really, really different.
So, was it hard for you from when we transitioned from like newspapers and like hard copy medias to almost everything being completely online?
Sorry.
It's okay.
In this point, I had to say that in my time, we was forced to read. Now, the new generations, like you or my daughter, is more like a video generation. We was totally involved with the readings, because if you want to know something that is true or is important for you, you have to go to the libraries, you have to go to the newspaper, you have to consult books. That was amazing, because when you read, this is like a travel for your imagination. It's a different thing. Today is more explicit. Today is more like what you can see or you can catch with your eyes. At the time that I was in your age, was a travel for our imagination through the reading of the books or newspaper.
I understand. So basically, when you were younger, since there was no online, you had to use more of your like you said, like
Yeah.
imagination to come up with everything.
It's a wonderful travel, because that's allowed to you to develop your own brain or your own imagination accordingly what is feeding your mind. So you're reading or you're consulting or what you're watching at the moment. Not like today, because today you have a lot of influencers that not not always is the right thing or the truth. Many of that guy is involved with fake things or with the fancy things, mm-hmm. and this is be given to very young minds that don't know and don't have the experience to separate and filter what is good and what is bad for them.
Okay, so that goes on to literally my next question. It's No. It's a good thing. It's, do you think we are too involved in social media now, especially the younger generation?
This is one of the bigger issues that I have with my daughter, because I am trying to give to my daughter the gift of the reading. Mm-hmm. And my daughter right now, she even don't see any news in the TV. She is consulting all time her phone, her mobile cell phone. And I know that with the different media forms like Instagram, mm-hmm. not even Facebook, because she don't have Facebook.
Yeah.
Instagram, TikTok, or any other modern platform, they are being, the young guys and girls are being influenced, but nothing the best that they can get it.
Way. So we're too focused on our phones and not really on the aspect of, I guess, real news, if that makes sense.
The matter is, you are so deep involved in your mobile phone that the life is passing through your sight and you don't catch the details and the beauty of the life.
Yeah.
The life is more than what you are giving or what are you receiving through the media.
Yeah. I would completely agree. I think today's generation is too focused on how their online appearance is more than, I guess, what they think of themselves and not what everybody else thinks. Because online, it's like I need to post this picture and it has to like get this amount of likes instead of doing it just for yourself. You know what I mean? Or simply for your self-worth or whatever. What you were saying made perfect sense. So my next question is a little bit more fun. So what was your favorite type of music to listen to back in the day?
Oh, at the time was disco music.
Yeah.
We was in the time that was the Bee Gees,
yep.
Donna Summer, Rod Stewart, and music like Bon Jovi. And this was a different thing, because the music have a meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Not like today when you listen some music like not Don Omar, but many new guys that is in mm-hmm. the reggaeton and in the Bad Bunny songs and composer, that the only
Spanish rap,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
not is rap, it's trap, right? It's trap. I see that it's a trap, like it catch something that is not the best. So when you pay attention for the lyrics,
mm-hmm.
you see and you notice that the lyric is involving so angry,
mm-hmm.
so race, so dispaceful minds that is distorting the reality, and they are insulting the woman
mm-hmm.
that is the most beautiful thing in the universe.
Yeah.
So you can agree and you cannot enjoy one music that is all time giving to the woman the treatment like a whore.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. But
no,
that
agree.
Is the truth.
Yeah, I agree.
When you are being treated like a whore, what is feeding your mind at the time? So you are giving to your mind the opportunity to be treated in the way that is totally wrong.
Yeah. I agree. I love listening to the older music. I listen to Queen a lot. What else do I listen to? What's his name? Michael Bolton and all of, like, all of the 80s, Lionel Richie, Diana Ross, all of them. So I see that music is coming back now how we used to listen to it before. So like records or CDs and things like that. So how did you listen to music when you were my age?
We have it, at the time we had the vinyl records for our house.
Mm-hmm.
Vinyl records our house, and this was expensive. Mm-hmm. So you have to work a lot to buy, or you have to save your money a lot to buy one vinyl records. If you want to go outside, there was a device that the name is Walkman. The matter is you have a tape.
Yeah.
And you have a tape, and you have to take that record, that vinyl record, that music from the vinyl record to the tape, and that very modern device for the time allowed to you to go with your music everywhere you want. Before of that, when I was younger, the radio was the way how we have the fun in mobile way.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. For me, I think records are expensive to this day. They're like $30 for one single vinyl if it's not like the most popular ones, or I don't know. But I find it interesting how we're going back in time, because now with, you know, our phones and with our computers and like our iPods and stuff, we transitioned from that, from vinyls and records and CDs and everything, into like something that's available at like the click of a button, you know. Mm-hmm. And now we're going back to that. So speaking of music and everything, on the same topic, what was the first concert you ever went to, or your favorite, whichever one?
The first concert it was not like a concert, it was like a presentation from one artist.
Mm-hmm.
I was younger. I was like 40, maybe 15 years old.
Yeah.
And I grew up in Venezuela in a city that the name is Maracaibo. Maracaibo is a very hot city that mm-hmm. is in the middle of the oil matter and oil business in Venezuela.
Yeah.
And there was a typical rhythm in Venezuela that the name is gaita.
Mm-hmm.
So in December, regarding this time of the year, when it was a Christmas, the gaita was very popular, and you go to the different discos or something like that. It's not like a disco, regular disco, but it's something like that, some sort of that. You can see the artists in live presentations and with the real instrument, when the real interpretation with the guitar, cuatro, tambora, furro, maraca, that this is no translation in English for that. This is very, 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 very particular instrument. And that was very beautiful. I was at the 15 years. After that, when I had the enough money to pay for a concert, I remember that I was with a Spanish singer that the name was Carlos... He sang a thing that the name is Amiga Mia or something like that.
I'm trying to remember because I
Alejandro Sanz. Mm, Alejandro Sanz. Mm. That is a very romantic music.
Oh, yeah. That's
He's an amazing composer and an amazing interpreter.
Yeah, even now, that's the type of music that I listen to. I love, like, old Spanish music, like...
Carlos Santana.
Yes, like Jose.
But you know that Jose is not for it's in Spanish language, mm-hmm. but he is for Central America.
For the most part, yeah. Oh, yeah, when I say Spanish, I don't mean like from Spain. The language in Spanish.
Okay.
Because I'm very much the same way, like we were saying before. I prefer like the romantic, like the old version of like Hispanic music and Spanish music, Latin music, instead of like the like, I guess what you were saying, Spanish trap
mm-hmm.
that's going on today. So I find it interesting how it changes from the way that you were going to, like, it wasn't even a concert, you said it was like a live event with like tambores mm-hmm. and like everything, how it is today. Because now it's like a big spectacle. It's like lights, lasers, and like fog and confetti and big, huge stadiums. Like my first concert was Bruno Mars, and that was wow. It was amazing, and I was all the way in the back, like all the way in the back, but I still had a good time. So, switching a little bit of topic, I only have a few more questions. So, when you were younger, what's a typical show that you watched that was primarily available? You said you grew up in Venezuela. Mm-hmm. So, like in Venezuela, like what was your favorite show that would come on TV that you would come home after school and be like, I need to be here at this time to watch the show?
We don't have too much time for running after school to see the shows. Mm-hmm. Mostly was on the weekends.
Yeah.
That the name is Sábados Felices.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a Sábados Felices here in United States by Don Francisco.
Sábado Gigante.
Sábado Gigante. But in Venezuela was Sábados Felices.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big, big, big spectacular show that mostly every weekend they invite a very famous artist of the world, like Donna Summer,
yeah,
like Lionel Richie,
yep,
like many salsa music interpreters,
yeah,
and they have a special show with that. The other important show by the time was Miss Venezuela, because was a lot of beautiful woman with the light clothes. So for me at the time when I was younger, it was very exciting to see that. But I can't remember what one show, particular show that I'm running every day when my college finished, my high school finished. No, I don't have this time.
That's so interesting. Because when I was asking my mom some of these same questions, she was telling me how she would run and she would watch like Tom and Jerry after school. But that's when she was like young.
But that was young. I remember that.
Yeah.
Tommy Jerry and something like that. But Claudio, what is the name? Gallo? Gallo Claudio?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Or Road Runner.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep, something like that. But this one I was very, very...
Coyote.
Very...
Coyote?
Coyote.
Coyote? Oh, yeah, the coyote.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when I was very child, it's when I was a baby, like a baby. No, that the time was in the high school at the time.
So I don't mean to be disrespectful or anything, but was TV back then in black and white, or did it change while you were growing up? Because I know from my mom, when she was younger, TV was still in black and white, but as she got older, I think it changed. I don't know how old she was.
I was the lucky guy that had the chance to see when mostly the TV arise to my country. So by the time was in black and white.
Yeah.
And when the color arise to our country was a big success.
Big deal.
Yeah, a big deal.
I think it's so interesting how in other countries it's different than it is here, because I think here in like the United States they were changing like pretty fast, you know, but I don't know how it was. And my mom's from Nicaragua, so I don't know how it was there, or in Venezuela or Colombia, so I'm assuming it's different from everywhere. So speaking of like TV and everything, what's your favorite movie, I guess, that you watched before coming here?
There is a lot of good movies for my taste. I remember one of the most bigger movies that marked my life was Lágrimas del Sol, Tears of the Sun, with the Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
He's speaking about a very special team from the United States Army that was in the rescue of one very famous doctor in Africa, and they finishing delivering and giving the life of the people of the team by the people that was kidnapping by the bad guys in Africa. So it was one movie that marked my life at the time.
Yeah.
Lágrimas del Sol.
Lágrimas del Sol. I think my mom has seen that movie actually, but I know how movies have changed from back then to now, where it's like action and more special effects and everything. So I'm assuming that one is a little bit more like chill, or I don't know.
I prefer movies.
Movies, than shows. Yeah.
See, I remember one very, very, very good. And there was a lot of good movies at the time,
mm-hmm.
but I remember Gone with the Wind.
Oh, I know that one.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. Now, with the things of the BLM movement and everything, they were trying to ban it. But this was a historic movie.
Yeah.
And it's talking about one era and one part of the American history that happened that we can wipe off of the life because.
Yeah. Okay, and one last question to finish everything. So if you could change something about today's society or bring back something that used to be super popular in the past, what would you bring back?
Integrity, moral,
mm-hmm.
values, respect.
Yeah.
That's what I changed. Today, I thought that every evolution is important for the society,
mm-hmm.
but we can grow or giving the gift to our generation to mm-hmm. let the grow disrespecting people with the gate with the race that they have inside,
yeah.
or the bad feelings against the other people or against the person of that is giving almost everything, like doctors, like nurses, like police or firemen,
yeah.
that they put in their life in the line of the duty every single day for yeah. our society, how we're living right now.
Yeah. So basically, things were, I guess, simpler in the past. Not super simple, but with this, like, movements rising and stuff, I think it's super important how we all have to stay connected and necessarily, like, keep ourselves informed of everything and just make sure that we have our values in set, just how we used to have them way back when.
The matter is, I thought that one of the bigger loss of our society
mm-hmm.
is that we forget the history.
Yeah.
And the history is the foundation of our society.
Mm-hmm.
We have to back to our values and read and learn the history and understand the history to avoid
mm-hmm.
that mistakes that we made in the past.
Yeah.
I am not talking about that the past was good mm-hmm. or better than now. It's different.
Yeah.
It's so different. But the thing is, we as old people make a lot of mistakes.
Yeah.
So we have to understand, learn, and study what we do wrong, what we did wrong,
mm-hmm.
to don't get back this to the present.
Yeah.
That's my impression.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for taking your time out of your day. I know you're probably tired.
No.
So.
Don't worry, Linda. You are very welcome here. This is your home. You know that we appreciate a lot your person and you are safe.
Mm-hmm.
Maria Paula friend and yourself.
Thank you so much.
No,
so
anytime.
That was me, Erlinda Vilches, interviewing my best friend's dad, Raul Salas. So I thank you for having me again, and thank you to anyone out there who is listening. And cut. Oh my